早上主呼召我们都要为他站住。
This morning the Lord is calling us to stand up for him.
站住维持主的见证。
To withstand the testimony of the Lord.
站住荣耀主的圣名。
To glorify the holy name of Jesus.
我们能够刚强站住。
So that we can stand firm for the Lord.
因为主他与我们同在。
For he is with us.
不是依靠势力，不是依靠才能。
Not by power, not by might.
我们乃是依靠着耶和华的灵。
We trust in the Spirit of our Lord.
我们能够站住。
That we can stand up firm.
我们来读一下哥林多前书。
Let's read 1 Corinthians.
我们从第三章的第九节读到第十六节。
Verses 9 to 16.
请我们一起来读。
Let's read them together.
因为我们是与神同工的，你们是神所耕种的田地，所建造的房屋。我照神所给我的恩，好像一个聪明的工头，立好了根基，有别人在上面建造，只是个人要谨慎怎样在上面建造，因为那已经立好的根基就是耶稣基督，此外没有人能立别的根基。若有人用金银宝石草木禾秸在这根基上建造，个人的工程必然显露，因为那日子要将它表明出来，有果发现，这果要试验个人的工程怎样。人在那根基上所建造的工程若存得住，他就要得赏赐。人的工程若被烧了，他就要受亏损，自己却要得救。虽然得救，乃像从火里经过的一样。岂不知你们是神的殿，神的灵住在你们里头吗？在这段圣经里面，我们真的知道保罗他就是一个建造教会的人。
Here in this passage, we know clearly that Paul himself is someone who built up the church.
他知道我们是神所耕种的田地。
He knows clearly that we are God's field.
我们就是神所建造的房屋。
And we are the building God is building upon.
所以不是一些外面的事物。
Therefore, we're not talking about any outward things.
神的建造的工程是在我们的身上。
The work of God's construction is on us.
所以到十六节他说，岂不知你们是神的殿吗？
That's why when it comes to 16 it says, don't you know that you yourselves are God's temple?
神的灵住在你们里头吗？
And that God's spirit lives in you.
是的，我们就是神的殿。
Yes, we are the temple of God.
就是神所经营所建造的。
And God is the builder and the architect of it.
这次我们在动力会讲到起来我们建造。
In the past conference we talk about arise, let us build.
建造这个归回的殿。
To build this temple built up upon by remnants.
那这个不是讲到一些外面的事情。
We are not talking about our things here.
所以从保罗的这段话我们很清楚。
Therefore, from the passage here, we are clear.
神所要建造的乃是我们这些
他的儿女。What God desires to build is us, you and I, children of God.
乃是建造他的教会。
He is building his church here.
我们从圣经创世纪一直到启示录，我们一条线里面看见神的心意就是要建造。
If you read the Bible from Genesis to the end, Revelation, we could tell the heart of God is to build.
这是神整个他的计划。
And that is the plan of God.
神有一个蓝图。
God has this blueprint.
当他在创造人的时候，他里面已经有了这样的一个完美的计划。
And he has this perfect plan when he first made man and woman.
那我们知道这个计划的本身，这个模型就是他的儿子耶稣基督。
And we know the model of this blueprint is no one else but Jesus Christ.
所有的建造，神在这里有一个尺度来量，到底是不是基督。
Therefore, every part of the construction, God will measure against His own Son, see whether that's out of His Son or not.
他用他的儿子来度量所有的一切。
His Son is the standard for all construction work.
那今天圣灵是这整个计划的执行者。
And Holy Spirit is the one who came out and carry out the plan.
要把神的旨意、神的计划执行成就在我们身上。
He is here to execute God's plan upon us.
所以他这边告诉我们说，你们是神的殿，神的灵住在你们里头。
Therefore, he says you yourselves are God's temple and God's spirit lives in you.
所以神的灵住在我们里头，今天要把神的计划能够完成。
The reason why the Holy Spirit dwells inside of us is to complete the plan of God.
所以我们从创世纪就看见亚伯拉罕看见了那一座有根基的城。
Therefore, from the book of Genesis, you saw this man Abraham who saw the city with foundation.
那到了最后启示录，我们看见圣城新耶路撒冷从天而降。
And at the end of the Bible, you see Revelation, this holy city came down from heaven to earth.
那一路上有多少的工程，有多少的建造。
And throughout, there is so much construction work.
所以如果我们真的知道在神的心意的中心最重要的他要建造他的教会。
If we truly understand in the very heart of God is to build upon his church.
那我们里面就会何等的喜乐。
Then we will rejoice.
今天神呼召我们起来一同建造。
And God's calling us today, arise and build.
当我们真的看见我们的主正在那里建造他的教会。
If we truly see that God is continuously building upon his church.
哎呀我们真的欢喜快乐。
Then we shall rejoice and be glad.
加入这个建造的工程。
And we shall want to join this marching band.
那今天我们知道这个工程就是我们这班人。
And we all know this construction is regarding no one else but us.
就是他的教会。
We are his church.
今天讲到不是一些外面的工作。
We're not talking about any outward things.
神要把他的生命性情建造在我们里面。
But God desires to work upon us and make into us his own life.
既然建造是这么重要
Since construction work is so important to God
关乎神永远的旨意
It's concerning the eternal purpose he has
我们知道神的对头
We know his opponent
他可能比我们还了解
Probably understands well God's plan more than we do
所以从一开头的时候撒旦他就要想尽办法要来摧毁这个建造
That was why at the very beginning of God's work Satan tried to destroy the plan of God
用尽他所有的方法和诡计
Every means he had, every scheme he could come up with
他要拦阻神的工程
He tried to stop the construction work
所以我们在特会中曾经讲到当他们建好殿以后要开始往上建造仇敌就在那里拦阻
That's why in the retreat we mentioned how in the past when they laid down the foundation for the temple about to continue to build upon it enemy came and frightened them
叫领袖和百姓们他们手软
So that he made them discouraged
工程停了16年
So the whole construction work stopped for 16 years
我们在创世纪里面我们看见有很多的地上的人他们要造一个塔叫做巴别塔
And in the book of Genesis we saw there's a group of people trying to build this high tower Babel
他们要来彰显自己人的荣耀
And they try to magnify their own glory
那他们用砖头他们造砖来建造这个塔
They will make bricks and with bricks they could build the tower
今天仇敌怎么样来破坏神的工程呢
Therefore, how does the enemy try to take down the work of God?
他第一个他要用人的人工的来代替神的工作
First, they try to replace God's work with artificial work
你会发现说有很多人造的
You see a lot of work that's made by the hand of man
那今天我们知道有很多人造皮人造的什么真的看起来好像啊
Therefore, we all know today there are so many things that's man-made look just like the real thing
有人看看前面这个树好像看起来跟真的蛮像的
Look at this plant, it's almost like real
但是这是人造的
But still it's made by the hand of man
人造的永远跟神所创造的是完全不一样的
However, whatever is made by the hand of man is so different from what's made by God
但是今天仇敌他一个最大的工作他就要用人造的来代替神属神的
And one of the greatest things that devil likes to do is replace what's of God to be of man
因为常常非常的相似
Because they look quite alike
因为你常常看见觉得非常的好用
And it's so easy to use
你要用一个石头来造一个房子你知道那是很麻烦的
It is so much more trouble to build a house with true stone
当他们造圣殿的时候要到山上去取那个大的石头
When they were about to build the temple they had to go to the mountains to find big rocks
那这个大的石头是非常非常不容易来得着
And it's very hard to find those things
有一次我看见在介绍圣殿的根基
One time I was reviewing this introduction about how to make the foundation of the temple.
还有圣殿所遗留下来的一些部分。
And also what is left over from the original temple.
当他们在拍的时候，那个石头是很大的一个石头。
When I was watching the film, I saw those rocks. They are really big size.
到今天他们都很稀奇，当时这些人怎么把山上这样的石头把它能够取下来。
Even till today, many people marvel how did they do that in the first place.
他讲说这一个石头跟下一个石头中间，你连一个明信片好像都插不进去。
And it's so well connected, you can't even slide through a business card.
所以要把石头砍下来，那个弄成一个形状运下来，这是很麻烦的。
Not to mention how you move that thing from the mountain top.
但是很多时候这个讲到是神他复活的工作。
Many times these things refer to the work of his resurrection.
经过十字架，经过死，经过复活。
Through death, through cross, through the resurrection.
得着真正的生命在那里建造。
God will be able to obtain true life with which he can build.
那仇敌呢，他有很多代替的物品。
And what enemies like to do is give a substitute.
让你觉得好像也蛮不错的。
And something that we feel is almost like the real thing.
看起来也蛮像的。
Looks just like the real thing.
但是弟兄姊妹，若我们真的知道神所要得着的建造。
So brothers and sisters, if we truly know what God desires to obtain.
里面我们里面会非常的警醒。
Then we'll stay alert.
到底这是不是主耶稣基督的生命？
We'll check carefully. Is this out of the life of our Jesus?
到底这是真的还是仇敌的仿造品？
Is this real work or is it fake?
很多的时候这个仿造品这个太多了。
Many times those fake things are so popular.
或者是说太方便了。
And they're so convenient to obtain.
让我们有的时候就放松了警觉。
And then we become careless.
好像已经习惯了。
It's like we're so used to this.
这也蛮好的嘛。
This is actually not too bad.
这也很有用啊。
Pretty useful to me.
所以他们用砖造了以后，要来盖这个巴别塔。
Therefore, they made up bricks and with which they want to bring up the tower.
他们要让这个塔顶能够通天呢。
And they want to bring it as tall as high as they can to reach the heaven.
人的那个荣耀能够彰显出来。
So that they can have glory.
但是弟兄姊妹，神不喜悦。
But God does not like that.
这个不能满足神的心。
Because that kind of building work cannot satisfy the heart of God.
所以人工的没有办法来代替神的自己。
Therefore, whatever is made out of the hand of man can never replace the work that's out of the hand of God.
第二个呢，仇敌他最喜欢叫次好的来代替那个上好的。
Secondly, the enemy likes to replace what's best with the second best.
有人讲说，上好的最大的敌人还不是那个最不好的。
Some people say the greatest enemy is not the worst kind.
那上好的最大的敌人呢，就是那个次好的。
The enemy of what's best is second best.
仇敌不需要叫你去选那个最差的事情。
The enemy will not lure you to pick what's worse.
当他叫你去说，哎，你去杀人去放火吧。
If they say, hey, go kill somebody, go set fire.
那我想神的儿女里面还会很容易的分辨。
I think that's pretty easy for us to tell that's the wrong thing.
啊，不可杀人呐，这是这个十诫里面的一条啊。
We know clearly in Ten Commandments says do not murder.
他叫你去偷窃，你说哎呀，不可偷窃。
People says go steal, you say Bible says do not steal.
但是撒旦是何等的狡猾。
But Satan is so tricky.
他把那个次好的来给你。
What he does is to give you what's second best.
来吸引你。
To attract you with the second best.
叫你得着了次好以后，你就忘记了那个次好。
So that you will forget about what's best once you have the second best.
他给你一个非常好的方法。
He will give you a very smart way to do it.
你就忘了去依靠神了。
So that you will forget to trust in the Lord only.
他让你觉得说你可以做很多的好事。
And he will say you can do all these good deeds.
是的，很多人好像得了大的帮助。
Yes, many people may be helped through the good deeds of yours.
可能你忘了这位施恩者。
However, you will forget about who gives you the grace.
他让你有医病的恩赐。
He may give you the gift of healing.
让你享受满足于医病的恩赐。
So that you will just be content with that gift.
但是你忘了
And forget.
所有的一切要把荣耀来归给神。
To give God all the glory.
是的，撒旦用很多次好的想要来代替那个上好的。
Yes, many times Satan tried to replace what's best with what's second best.
我们要认识仇敌的诡计。
So we have to know the schemes that he has.
只有基督他是一切。
Always know that only Christ is all.
所有以别的代替耶和华的。
if we replace God with anything else,
他的愁苦必定会加增。
Our grief will surely increase.
我们里面会有一个分辨。
We have to be able to tell.
若是任何别的代替了主，
if we replace God with anything else,
虽然也许也是很好的，
maybe that something is not a bad thing.
但那不是最好的。
But that is not the best thing.
不是主的自己。
It's not the Lord Himself.
弟兄姊妹，我们里面都要觉得不满足啊。
And brother and sister, if that's the case, do not be content with it.
我们要向主祷告。
Instead, you shall pray.
不要让我们满足于这些次好的。
The Lord do not allow us to be satisfied with what's second best.
哦，主，我们要你的自己。
Oh Lord, we only want you yourself.
有些人开始的时候祷告，主，你给我忍耐。
Some people pray, Lord, grant me endurance.
后来他好像真的觉得原本他不能忍耐的事情他可以忍耐了。
Then he or she will find out he or she could endure things that he couldn't before.
他觉得很高兴。
Then he's happy about it.
可是过了几年，
But after a few years,
照讲你的属灵生命应该是慢慢的长大的。
Or you should say his spiritual life should gradually grow.
但他突然发现说这个忍耐好像不见了。
But what happens, he may discover suddenly I don't have the kind of endurance I had before.
好像主许可说把那个忍耐拿走了。
It's like God has taken away the endurance I have.
好像被拆毁了一样。
It's like being torn down.
有时候我们也会这样的经历。
Sometimes we experience like that too.
刚蒙恩的时候，
When we were first saved,
啊，你求一个爱，一个温柔在我们的身上。
You may pray, Lord, give me this love and gentleness.
啊，一下子我们觉得好宝贵哦。
And we feel it's so precious to have that.
到了一个地步，怎么搞的，爱不起来了。
However, we come to a point we realize,I can't love anymore.
你说温柔这些我都很懂了，可是好像温柔不下来了。
I have the knowledge about gentleness, but I don't have the gentleness anymore.
有的时候神许可一些的拆毁。
A lot of times God allows destruction upon us.
叫我们看见，虽然这个一向好像是非常的好。
So that we can see, yes, what I used to have is pretty good.
但是主不是把一个东西来给你。
But what God gave us is not a thing.
主要把他的自己来给我们。
But God wants to give us himself.
今天这个忍耐必须是基督他成为我们的忍耐。
Therefore, whatever endurance we have has to be Christ himself that has become my endurance.
忍耐不是只是单独的一个性情，单独的一件事情。
Endurance is not a single nature or a thing that I own.
神就要把我们一直带到说，哇，必须是他的自己。
But God will work among us to a point that endurance has become himself that dwells inside of us.
所以我们知道说，所有的一切必须是主。
Therefore, we know everything has to be the Lord himself.
这就是一个好像一个度量衡。
That is like the standard set up for us.
但我们在这条路上，我们很清楚神所要得着的。
Therefore, when we follow the Lord on this way, we know clearly what he desires to obtain.
我们容易知道说，主啊，我们里面还有一个不满足。
Then we will have this dissatisfaction in us.
这个是很好，可是还不满足。
With the Lord,What I have is pretty good, but that's not enough yet.
因为我们要得着那上好的。
Because what I desire to receive is what's best.
我们得着医治非常好。
It's good that I receive healing from you.
主，我们要那位赐医者。
But more so, we want the healer himself.
我们要得着这位医治的主。
We want to receive the Lord who heals.
得着恩赐很好。
It's good to have gifts from God.
但是我们要这位赐恩者。
But we want to obtain the giver of these graces.
是的，地上的很多我们知道说看起来都是蛮好的。
Yes, there are so many things in this world it look good to us.
甚至很多真的主给我们的都是恩典，都是太好的。
Many things we have received from the Lord are good things, are wonderful things.
但是弟兄姊妹，神真正要给我们的，要我们得着的是他的自己。
But brothers and sisters, what God truly wants to give to us is himself.
所以仇敌他的诡计是什么呢？以人工的代替神的。
Therefore, the trick of our enemy is to replace what's God with what's of man.
他以次好的来代替那个上好的。
To replace what's best from God with the second best from man.
那另外一点，我们从创世纪一开始，我们就知道神把两棵树摆在伊甸园中。
Another thing we all know from the very beginning, the Genesis,We saw God planted two trees in the Garden of Eden.
一个是分别是非善恶知识树。
One is the tree of the knowledge of good and evil.
那另外一棵呢，是叫做生命树。
Another tree is called the tree of life.
我们知道神 叫人在那里有做一个拣选。
We all know God wants us to make a decision.
其实那个拣选非常的容易。
And that decision was very easy, actually.
你这园中有两棵这样的树。
There are only two trees there.
那神告诉你说，这一棵分别善恶树是不可以吃的。
And God pointed to one says, this tree of knowledge of good and evil, do not partake from the fruit.
那其他的你都可以吃。
And everything else in this garden you can eat from.
可是我们知道人的犯罪堕落。
However, man's sin and falling.
我们看见从一开始仇敌的工作。
We see the work of our enemy from the very beginning.
我们也很清楚他们拣选了那个分别善恶树。
We all knew what happened. They choose from that tree of knowledge of good and evil.
有人说是苹果，有人说是什么，我们不晓得。
We don't know what kind of fruit there were. Some people refer to as the apples.
但是那个罪进到人的里面。
However, because of that, sin entered into the heart of man.
所以今天来讲，我们天然生命总有一部分我们倾向于所谓分别善恶。
Therefore, naturally, from our original life, we are inclined toward the tree of knowledge of good and evil.
好像那么自然，我们就会来分辨说，哎，这个是对的，这个是不对的。
It's like very natural for us to distinguish from right or wrong.
但是常常仇敌会利用这一个点。
And many times enemies like to use that.Nature of ours.
当然，当我们在讲的时候，我想大家领会，我们不是说我们是非不分，这个善恶不分。
I'm not saying that don't distinguish right from wrong.
但是我们知道有一个源头。
But you gotta know what was the source of that desire and nature.
我们的天然人会倾向于分别是非善恶。
It's our natural life that would like to make distinguish from good from evil.
但是主的那里呢，他的要求，他所要看的是到底是不是生命。
Yet to God, He likes to look at us and says, "Is this of life or not?"
常常这跟我们是不太一样的。
Which is very different from our mindset.
那有一次，尼弟兄在他书上有写到。
One time, Watchman Nee wrote in his book.
在他年轻的时候。
And when he was young.
有一位弟兄是比他年长一点。
There was this Christian brother who was older than he was.
当这位弟兄做的一些事情他觉得很不满意。
And when this older brother did something that Brother Nee did not like.
他就去找何教士。
So Brother Nee went to Sister Ho.
他说这个弟兄啊，你看他这个做的太不合理了。
And accused of that brother's wrongdoing.
啊，好几次何教士跟他回答说，小的要顺服年长的。
Many times Sister Ho's reply was that,The younger one should submit to the older one.
好像就没有什么道理好讲。
Like there's no logic to this.
年幼的顺服年长的。
Only one principle applies, that is, the younger one should submit to the older one.
这个尼弟兄他说他里面非常不服气啊。
And Brother Watchman was very unhappy about that kind of reply.
明明是他错啊。
Because to him, the older brother was doing the wrong thing.
这位属灵的姊妹他怎么老是说要我顺服。
And this spiritual sister of mine only gave me one instruction, which is to obey.
不过他就咬着牙他也就忍下来了。
So with every effort, he tried to obey.
那后来呢，这一位比他年长一点的弟兄。
And later on, this older brother,
在有一件事情上。
On one particular thing,
和比他更年长的一个弟兄起了冲突。
Had conflict with another brother who was older than this older brother.
哎，那这位比他年长一点的呢，就没有去顺服那个比他更年长的。
So what happened was this older brother did not submit himself to another brother who was much older.
哇，这尼弟兄一看，啊，这个不对哦。
So Watchman saw what happened.
应该年幼的要顺服年长的。
Because he knew clearly the younger one should submit to the older one.
哈，他又跑到何寿文教师那里去。
So she went to the spiritual sister Ho.
他说：“你看这个人，他不顺服啊。”
And accuse him of like, look at that older brother of mine. He does not submit himself.
他觉得说，这下子他找到了一个理由。
Now I have a good excuse.
他应该好好的，何寿文教师应该好好的去找他来说一顿。
Sister Ho, you should teach him what's right.
但是那天何教师怎么跟他讲呢
？But what was the reply of our sister Ho?
他说你真的不懂生命啊。
She said you really have no idea about what is of life.
你所知道的就是对跟错。
All you know in your heart is what's right from what is wrong.
可是你里面的生命到底是如何
？But what kind of life you have inside of you?
啊，那天尼弟兄得了一个大的光照。
And that day he was greatly enlightened.
是的，主所要的是。 在于他的生命。
Yes, what God desires to obtain is His own life.
我们永远会来说，这个是对的，这个是错的。
It is natural for us to always try to tell things from right and wrong.
但是今天主要我们来到他的面前。
But God wants us to come to Him.
他在问说，到底你的生命是如何？
And He only asks, what kind of life you have inside?
那天尼弟兄得了一个大的帮助。
So he was greatly helped that day.
其实今天神永远要我们在这里都是做一个拣选。
Actually, God always wants us to make a decision.
今天救恩已经临到我们身上。
Because His salvation has made available for us.
那永远的生命已经赐给我们。
He has given to us His eternal life.
但是我们需要拣选。
But we always need to choose.
我们要拣选那个分别善恶树呢，还是我们拣选生命树？
We always have to make a decision whether I want to choose the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, or I want to choose from the tree of life.
仇敌巴不得我们拣选那个分别善恶树。
Why enemy?Desire for us to choose from the knowledge of good and evil.
他总是在我们里面鼓励我们啊。
He is there to encourage us.
啊，他最打抱不平了。
But he always like to bring justice.
啊，这个不公平啊。
He said that's not fair.
啊，这个不对啊。
This is not right.
啊，他就叫我们在我们里面叫我们拣选那个分别善恶。
So he will stir up within us that we will say I will choose from the tree of the knowledge of good and evil.
弟兄姊妹，有的时候。说不出道理来。
A lot of times it's just not logical.
当我们在那里义正言辞的时候
，Maybe we're righteous in our words.
可是我们里面好像失去了平安。
But at the same time, we will have lost the peace.
失去了喜乐。
We would have lost the joy.
我们说不出原因来。
We cannot explain why this happened.
我想的都是对的。
Because I think what I thought was correct.
我的道理都是有道理的。
And my logic, my principle, my reasonings were right.
可是就是没有那个平安喜乐。
But for some strange reason, I have lost my peace and joy.
有时候主逼我们回到他面前。
And sometimes, use that God forces to return us, forces to return back to Him.
到一个地步，我们说主啊，赦免我们。
To a point, we'll say, God, forgive me.
他在我们最深之处。
Because He dwells in the depth of our spirit.
他的生命在那里一直要彰显。
His life desires to be seen.
啊，主，那么盼望我们能够拣选他。
He wholeheartedly wished that we would have chosen him.
弟兄姊妹，多少时候仇敌在那里搅扰
？Therefore, brothers and sisters, many times we are so stirred up by the work of the enemy.
什么时候我们一回转
？Therefore, whenever we turn back to God,
好像完全不讲道理。
Forget about my own reasoning.
好像完全说不通的。
And it seems to be illogical the way we do.
啊，可是我们就愿意站在主的这一边。
But willingly we say, Lord, I'm standing on your side.
里面充满了喜乐。
I be filled with joy.
里面充满了平安。
I be filled with peace from him.
弟兄姊妹，所有的建造必须是生命的建造。
Therefore, brothers and sisters, all the work we try to build has to be out of the life of God.
我们那天讲到说，当他们要重建圣殿。
That day we talk about how Israelites tried to rebuild the temple.
开始第一个就是祭坛的恢复。
The first thing they did was to restore the altar of God.
在祭坛上必须有死的祭物。
On the altar, there has to be dead.Sacrifices.
必须有牺牲。
There has to be sacrifices offered.
必须有奉献。
Has to be offerings made upon altar.
好像不从这里开始，没有办法有一个往前的建造。
It was like telling us without this beginning point, you cannot continue with the building work.
我们知道祭坛说到神的儿子，他必须先为我们付上一切的代价。
When we talk about altar, we all know it talks about how the Son of God has first.Pay the price for our sins.
他必须为我们死了。
He had to die for us first.
他为我们被剥开了。
He was broken up for our sins.
宝血流出来。
His blood was shed for us.
生命流出来。
His life was revealed for us.
他为我们开了一条又新又活的道路。
And for us, he has opened a new and living way.
所以我们都必须从祭坛经过。
Therefore, every one of us has to pass through the altar.
所有的建造必须是从我们奉献开始。
Therefore, all the building work starts from we are offering of ourselves.
从我们愿意降服开始。
From our submission.
我们必须从祭坛经过。
We have to pass through the altar.
他在这边讲到说，那个建造用什么材料呢
？And what kind of material with which they build the temple?
有用金银宝石，有用草木禾秸。
Here says there are gold, silver, precious stones, or what?Wood, hay, or straw.
金子讲到神的性情。
Gold refers to the nature of God.
讲到神的荣耀。
Talks about the glory of God.
银子特别说到主的救赎。
And silver refers to the redemption work of Jesus.
所有基督救赎的工作。
All the redemption work of our Lord Jesus.
所有基督他救赎，讲到那个救赎的生命。
And all the life that's out of his redemption.
宝石是特别说到今天圣灵的工作。
And the costly stones refers to the work of the Holy Spirit today.
保罗他立了根基。
Paul said, I have laid the foundation.
这根基就是耶稣基督。
And which is Christ Jesus.
没有人能够立别的根基。
Aside from this, no one else can lay any other foundation.
但是上面要用什么建造呢？
However, what kind of material should we use with which we continue the building work on the foundation?
用金银宝石。
Has to be either gold, silver, or costly stones.
是的，桃木合金好像在今天也看起来可以建造起来。
Yes, we can build the place with wood, hay, or straw.
但是到那一天有一个火一样的试验。
However, there's going to be a test at the end.
能不能够经过火的试验呢？
And can we pass through the test of fire?
以赛亚书讲到凡有血气的尽都如草。
And Book of Isaiah refers to those who are of flesh are just like straw.
所以这个草特别讲到我们的血气，我们的天然生命。
Therefore, when you see the word straw or hay, it refers to our fleshly lives.
那木头特别讲到我们这些人。
And the wood refers to us, people.
禾秸讲到人的软弱。
And the hay or straw refers to our weaknesses.
那如果这个工程所用的材料都是这一些的话，
Imagine if the construction is made out of materials of these things.
到那一天，这个不能经过火一样的试验。
It will never pass through the test of fire.
所以我们知道神何等的讲究，在建造的里面，不只是说外面有一个东西出来就好了。
Therefore, you know, God is very critical about this construction work. He doesn't just want to see an image of some kind of building.
他讲到说根基是耶稣基督。
God says the foundation is Christ Jesus.
那如果根基不是耶稣基督，
If it is not Jesus Christ,
你不管在上面用什么东西建造，
It doesn't matter what kind of materials we use to build upon that foundation.
不管你建造的多么宏伟，
And it doesn't matter what kind of size we may come up with.
在神面前这个不算数的。
In the eyes of God, it does not count.
好，今天根基立定了。
Okay, we say right now we got the right kind of foundation.
若是我们所用的材料不对，
If we continue to build upon it with the wrong materials,
到那一天还是要受亏损的。
We still will not pass through the test. We'll suffer loss that day.
所以我们知道说，在今天，我们求主常常用他的光来光照。
Therefore, in today, we say, Lord, shine your light upon me.
我们在今天需要主来显明我们自己的情形。
I pray that you reveal to me what kind of condition I am in today.
今天的审判好过到那一天的审判。
I'd rather be judged today than being judged that day.
所以那首诗歌讲到，叫我们天天在审判台前的亮光面前。
That's why there was a hymn says, I'd rather live in the light of judgment today.
到那一天，好叫所有的工程都能够耐火。
So that all my work can go through the test of fire that day.
今天神所要的是那个真的材料。
What God desires to receive today is a construction made of the real material.
真的生命。
The materials of life.
所以常常在这里要显明。
Therefore, God wants to reveal our true condition today.
撒旦他可以用很多人造的。
And devil like to use things that's made of man.
有很多仿冒的。
A lot of fake things.
材料是不对的。
And raw materials.
但是外表看起来很像。
But look like the real materials.
那一个戒指有的看起来蛮漂亮的。
You may look at a ring and say, oh, that looks so beautiful.
那但是呢，真正戴过真正的这个真实的东西的这些姊妹们、妇女们，她们不太会愿意去戴那个假帽的。
But if you ever try the real thing, you probably will not like to try the fake things anymore.
今天神要给我们的生命是要真实的生命。
And what God desires to give to us is the real life.
常常对我们有一个很大的考验。
And that is the test for us.
在我们来讲，是非或者生命是一个拣选。
To us, we always choose from whether I want the knowledge of good or evil, or I want to choose from what's life.
建造的当中，十架的路对我们常常也必须是一个拣选。
And also, many times when we try to build upon by God, we have to choose the way of the cross.
常常当我们一想到建造
，and every time when we think about being built upon，
我真的是感觉我们主心何等的焦急
，and we could feel the urgency in the heart of our Lord。
他的心里焦急如同火烧。
He said, "My heart is in such a zealous status, like fire burning within me."
今天并不缺少一些外面的工作。
God doesn't need more our work。
但是我们的主他要得着的是实在的。
But what He desires to receive is something that's true。
我们可以有很多关于十字架的知识
，We may have a lot of knowledge about the cross，
但是到了最根基的时候
，But when it comes to the critical moment，
到了一个最关键的时候
，When it comes to the key moment，
弟兄姊妹，我们这个人愿不愿意被主来破碎
？Many times we have to decide whether I am willing to be broken by the Lord。
常常我觉得好像到了最后。就是不讲道理的时候
To a point we have to decide that Lord I will not reason anymore
不在于我的知识
It doesn't matter how much knowledge I have
不在于我很多的认识
Or how much knowing I have
在于我们愿不愿意放在祭坛上
But the key question is always Am I willing to lay myself upon the altar
我们愿不愿意跟主站在一起
Are we willing to choose the side of the Lord
在这个地点上不讲道理的
Are we willing to just go without reasoning
在这里也就是主他心中迫切所要得着的
And that is what the Lord desires to receive
主不再是我了
I said, Lord, it's no longer I.
乃是基督
But Christ.
我们放下我们的自己
I let go of my feelings.
我们说主你来破碎我
I said, Lord, break me.
把我拆毁吧
Tear me down.
这里没有我的自尊
Don't allow my pride to remain.
这没有我自己的宝贵
Don't allow me to cherish myself.
真的当主在这里开始他的工作
When the Lord is able to start his work there.
这是真实工作的开始。
And that will be the beginning of some true work from God.
弟兄姊妹，这是真实建造的开始。
Dear brothers and sisters, that will be the time God truly starts His work.
主在这里呼召我们。
God is calling us.
他一直呼召神的儿女要回家吧。
He keeps on calling us to return.
多少时候我们走在不属于他的路上。
Because many times we have taken a detour out of His path.
主告诉我们很清楚，只有一条道路。
But the Lord made it clear to us.There's only one way.
如果不借着我，没有人能够到父那里去。
Not through me, no one can go to the Father.
保罗他非常的清楚。
And Paul was very clear about it.
只有这条十字架的窄路。
Only this narrow way of the cross.
那这是唯一在建造中我们应该走的道路。
And that is the only way we should walk upon when we try to build up the church.
但是弟兄姊妹，今天主要我们实在的起来建造。
And brother, sister, God desires for us to build true work here.
永远。就不再是在我们的知识层面了。
Therefore, we shall leave the level of just knowledge.
今天主就来考验我们这个人。
God wants to test us.
其实我们一生能不能够蒙主的祝福
？Actually, many times whether we can be blessed or not.
关键在于我们一步一步的跟随。
The key is have we been willing to follow Him step by step.
在我们一次一次的拣选。
And by each time when we choose.
在今天我觉得最难的一件事情
Maybe I'm encountering a very difficult situation today
最要我命的一件事情
And I'm facing a situation that would just take all I have
我愿不愿意把它放下来
Am I willing to say to the Lord I let go of everything
我愿不愿意让主来破碎
I'm willing to let you break me Lord
这没有很高深的道理
And this is not a high level of teaching here
好像就是这么简单
But a very simple task
这就是主所走的道路。
Because that was the way the Lord has chosen to walk.
当众人都在讥笑他。
When everybody else mocked him.
当他受了最大的冤屈。
When he was wronged at the greatest extent.
主的里面他却充满了喜乐。
He was instead filled with joy.
他为我们站在那个罪人的死地。
He stood at the position of a sinner.
他为我们受最大的痛苦。
He received For our sake, the greatest suffering.
但是圣经说他看见了前面的喜乐。
However, the Bible tells us he saw the joy that's lay ahead of him.
他就轻看羞辱，忍受十字架。
So he could despise the shame and endure the cross.
弟兄姊妹，我们永远要祷告主把他钉十字架的生命显现在我们里面。
Therefore, brothers and sisters, we need to pray the Lord, you reveal to me that crucified life you have.
今天我们没有时间。
We don't have time anymore.
在走别的道路。
To make choice to walk on other ways.
我们一生的年日过去何等的快速。
Because our life just passes by so fast.
我们求主要开我们的眼睛。
Therefore we say, Lord, open our eyes.
我们要真实走在这条路上。
Help us walk on your way truthfully.
除去一切主以外的事情。
Take away anything that is not out of you, Lord.
好，我们说我们要跟随他。
But we say, Lord, we want to follow you.
只有生命的建造能够满足神的心。
Because only the construction work is out of his life can satisfy his heart.
只有真实生命的建造能够抵挡所有仇敌的攻击。
And only that kind of work can resist the work of the devil.
今天我们不需要用我们自己来防卫我们自己。
We don't have to rely on our own strength to defend for ourselves.
我们不需要人来帮我们来做什么事情。
We don't need the help of man for us.
当主的生命从我里面出来
，But when the life of the Lord flows out of us，
这是胜过仇敌一切权势的生命
，That can overcome all the power and life of the devil。
当我们真的认识这位创造宇宙万有的主宰
，When we truly know this God, the Creator of all things，
他就住在我们里面
，Is now dwelling inside of me。
但这个生命却是一个羔羊的生命
，And this life of this Creator is the life of a lamb。
看起来是人人都可以都会欺负他的。
It's a life people can take advantage of.
是最软弱的。
It's the weakest form of life.
但是弟兄姊妹，我们真的要认识。
But brothers and sisters, we have to know this.
你要胜过仇敌。
Do you want to overcome enemies?
只有羔羊的生命。
You can only overcome enemies with the life of the Lamb.
只有我们愿意站在最低微的地位。
Only when we are willing to stand at the lowest point.
只有我们真的甘心愿意受最大的羞辱。
Only when we are willing to receive the greatest.Shame and insult.
我们愿意受到别的所有的冤屈。
We are willing to be wronged by anybody.
受到不平的待遇。
We are willing to receive unfair treatment.
啊，当我们真的欢喜跟羔羊站在同样的一个位置上。
When we gladly to choose to stand side by side with the Lamb of God.
今天教会就有一个很大的力量。
Then church will reveal this greatest power.
这个力量仇敌会惧怕。
And that is the power enemy is afraid of.
这样的建造仇敌没有办法来摧毁。
And that's the kind of construction work he can never tear down.
弟兄姊妹，我们都必须要起来。
Therefore, brothers and sisters, arise.
没有人能够帮助任何一个人来踏出这一步。
No one else is able to help anyone else to make this step.
我们可以讲破了嘴，但是这一步必须个人来做这个决定。
We can teach each other many times, but we each has to make the step on our own.
你愿不愿意把自己放在祭坛上
？Are you willing to lay yourself upon the altar of God？
与主同死。
To die with the Lord。
与主同埋葬。
And to be buried with Him。
与主一同复活。
And to arise from the dead with Him。
这个决定是我们必须要自己来做的。
And that will be an individual decision each one of us has made。
把自己献上，当作。
Offer ourselves up as living sacrifices.
那这个献上，保罗他用神的慈悲劝我们。
And Paul advises us with the grace and mercy of God.
他没有办法用一个命令。
He can never order us to do so.
他劝我们。
But he will advise us.
因为必须是我们甘愿的把自己献上。
Because when we offer up, we have to do it willingly.
是我们甘愿的和羔羊站在同一个位置上。
Willingly, we have chosen to stand by the side of the Lamb of God.
在这里没有任何的道理可以讲。
There's no reasoning here.
但是我们知道属灵的实际就在这里发生。
But we know that's how spiritual reality can start to occur.
今天正是在建造的时刻。
Now is the time of God's work.
也许我们可以贴一个牌子。
Maybe we can put a sign out.
施工中。
Under construction.
那最近我要做那个网页的时候，就是我们那个一家人。
And right now I'm working on the website for our church, one family.
因为还没有办法做成。
Because it's not completed yet.
那我就放了一个 sign 叫做 under construction.
Therefore, I put a sign that says under construction.
在施工中看起来都不是很完美的。
You never look good when you are under construction.
那施工中可能灰尘很多。
It may be very dusty everywhere.
东西很乱。
And it's a mess.
看起来很难看。
It doesn't look nice at all.
但是弟兄姊妹，我们因为有了这个蓝图，有了这个标杆。
But because we know clearly the blueprint.
我们可以一起的往前。
We can go together with one another.
今天我们看到另外一个人，他也许有很多的不完美。
Therefore, if you look at any one of us, you may say, "Oh, he or she is not perfect."
可能他转过来有一个牌子 under construction.
Let that person turn around and show you the sign under construction.
请你要忍耐。
Please bear for all the inconveniences.
因为是正在施工中。
Because God is working on me right now.
今天我们在一生的年日可能都在这个施工中。
And probably that will be the status every one of us is going to be in for the rest of our life.
从人看可能没有一个是完美的。
When people look at us, they say, oh, he or she's not perfect.
从整体看也有很多的问题。
When they put us together, we have all kinds of problems.
今天如果你要在地上找到一个完美的教会。
If you desire to find a perfect church on earth,
我们永远找不到。
We'll never find it.
但是我们知道说神正在经营正在建造
But we all know God is the builder and God is the architect of this construction.
我们可以告诉别人说请你忍耐一点
So we will tell people bear with us.
神的工程何等的美丽
Because God has this beautiful plan.
也许你今天看到的不过是施工中的样子
What you see today is just the status of under construction.
但是我们每一个人里面我们非常的清楚
However, each one of us knows
到那一天荣耀的城啊有荣耀的事是指着你说的
When that day comes Bible says Oh city of God the glorious things are spoken of thee、
啊、圣经里面有很多的描述真的讲到那个城的荣美
Bible tells us so many ways how beautiful that city will become
黄金街碧玉城墙
It's the street of gold and the wall of jade、
啊、所有讲到的这些美丽
Every beautiful point it refers to
讲到教会
It talks about what's in church
讲到我们这班人
It talks about us
今天我们看好像有很多的不满意
When we look around today we have a lot of criticism
很多我们心里过不去的
We have things that we can't just pass by easily
但是弟兄姊妹我们知道今天是不完美的
But brothers and sisters remember we're not perfect today
但是今天建造的过程的确是太宝贵了
But this process of construction is so important
要我们都起来
Therefore let us rise
加入建造的行列
and just participate in this construction work
我们为主站住
let us stand up for Jesus
刚强站住
stand firm and stand nobly
我们知道这个荣耀的标杆
because we know the goal toward which we are marching
我们就不让任何的人事物来搅扰我们
therefore we will not allow anyone or anything to distract us
弟兄姊妹我们忘记背后努力面前的
therefore brothers and sisters forget what's behind and march forward
新的一年是摆在我们的面前
A new year is right in front of us
过去的让它过去了
Whatever has occurred, let it go
但是我们永远向着标杆直跑
But we shall continue to march toward the goal
主的心意就在这里
Because that's where the heart of God is at
叫我们一同建造
That we build up together
好吧我们再来唱663首
Let's sing again 663
站住你当为主站住
Stand up for Jesus